Morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BB and Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us from that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. We're going to jump straight in it. Have a yarn there with Mark Holden, Solicitor Financial Rights Legal Centre, and talk about the First Nations Advocates' welcome commencement of funeral grants as important first step for UPLA policyholders. On the line, Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm good, brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, Mark?
Yep, no worries. I'm a Dungari man, and I live down in Sydney as well too, and I've been working on this ACBF issue for the past 4 years now.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you very much. Look, a very important conversation need to be had with the UPLA policyholders who've lost a lot of money in regard to the company going liquidation. Where are we at for the UPLA policyholders in regarding refunds?
Yeah, so this announcement that came on Monday and also the program that's starting today, this is just going to be a safety net for those who might pass away while the government is trying to look for a longer-term solution here. Because it's not just this will only be helping out only a few hundred people, but this is going to be a situation for over 30,000 people who were affected by this UPLA collapse here as well, too. What the government has promised here is trying to be able to help those people out here. And we're going to be looking forward to trying to have more consultation with them on this, but also as well to try to be able to press here that people are asking for compensation for their loss here as well, too. So it's going to be a long march. It's going to be more than a few months on this. And so that's why the safety net here is to be able to help those who had passed away during this time being, where they had a active policy up to the 1st of April 2020. And by active policy, that means that it wasn't cancelled. And so what they need to then do is call up the Treasury on the 1-800 number or go to their website, provide their details as well too.
Okay. So is it fair to say, Mark, that all policyholders will get their money back?
Well, we want to be able to cover as much as possible here as well, too. Our calculations have assessed that at least 30,000 people have been affected by this.
Yes.
So this wouldn't be the current policyholders. This would be policyholders over the years, past few years, who might have had to cancel because they could never afford the policy in the first place because of centre pay. Some people who might have cancelled because they heard about the Royal Commission as well, too, about how gammon ACBF was as well, too. And so we want to be able to try to recover all those people there as well, too, because there is some level of accountability for previous governments who had allowed this to continue for three decades.
Look, it was not about receiving the money, even if that the money was transferred to another funeral company, as so to speak, because it is for that purpose.
That's right, exactly. But also as well, too, a lot of people think this might be a refund with this emergency funding. It's actually going to be paying the benefit. So a lot of people thought that they were paying into a fund and you get back what you paid when you pass away. But what this whole was in the first place was some sort of unregulated insurance policy. So what the government's going to do here is they will step in here and they will pay the benefit amount. So if the policy says that you'll get a benefit of, say, $10,000, then the government will give a grant of $10,000.
Okay.
They don't necessarily have to give it to the funeral provider, but they can elect to do that if they want to as well, too. But they can also provide that money straight to the beneficiary as well, too, or the person who was expected to be able to pay for sorry business.
Mark, I suppose this sheds light on companies coming forward and regarding opening a business such to be policed and to be magnified in regard to their operation so this doesn't happen again.
Oh, that's right. I mean, there is a industry out there that sees First Nations peoples as just money bags to for the taking, whether it might be through signing them up for any gammon products or services, or getting them on centre pay and forcing them to pay for such a long time as well, too, even through financial hardship. There's also other government programs out there that are supposed to be helping First Nations communities, but there's always going to be someone there looking to make a nice little profit out of that as well, too. And I think that what needs to be done here is that it's not just a matter of good regulation here as well to keep a monitor on this, but also as well, there has to be a real public deterrence on these traders as well, too. There has to be some sign that they're going not only after the company, but also their directors as well, too. So that's something that really needs to be done here.
Of course, and also the focus on non-Indigenous companies being advertising the fact that they're an Indigenous organisation, but they're not, you know? So that needs to be policed as well.
That's right. So there's definitely companies out there who do what's called black cladding, whereby they have a whole bunch of white stuff, and then they try to be able to pretend that they're Aboriginal owned when they're not. And that is something that we think is a way how they try to be able to misrepresent the communities to get them to be able to try and sign up to them and not to anyone else.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you for the yarn. It's good to be up to date and posted on what's happening in that space. Please do keep in touch, and all the best to your mob there, Mark, and thank you very much for the yarn.
Thanks, Trev. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Mark Holden, Solicitor, Financial Rights Legal Centre, and talking about the First Nation Advocates welcome commencement of funeral grant as important first step for UPLA policyholders. So love, thoughts, prayers are going out to families who have put money invested into this company that went in liquidation, and a lot of our mob lost their funds because of that. But the government and the legal companies are working to close this gap, to fix it up, to make us all right in regard to getting the money back or transferred over to another funeral parlour, so to speak. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. All gone away, that daily track, Tracy and Tammy Mazzoni. Coming live here from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on BBM, Bama Brit Media, 98.7 FM. For your daily show, National Talk Black, one-hour program. Do utilise it, add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Your host, the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And love steering this ship. It is your ship, so do add to the conversation. Let's look at top stories in the news. Very sad. Five teens killed in horror crash attended same school. And the story behind that is an 18-year-old driver has been arrested after a ute crash southwest of Sydney, killing five teenagers and sending shockwaves through a small New South Wales town. Police said that Nissan Navara left the road and hit a tree in Buxton, about 40 kilometres northwest of Wollongong, and about 7:50 p.m. yesterday. The passengers, three girls, two aged 14 and a 15-year-old, and two boys aged 15 and 16, all died at the scene. Bless Cox, a friend of one of the victims, visited the site of the crash this morning with her family. I'm feeling a bit shocked and still finding it hard to believe, she said. She was my best friend. She was like an older sister to me. A nurse living nearby heard the bang and rushed to the scene in her own car, performing CPR on one of the victims. Witness David Pace said he was watching television at home when the crash happened right in his driveway. Pace said he had heard a loud bang, came outside and seen the tub of car on my driveway, and looked to my right and there was a remainder of the car, he says. And yeah, seen five dead bodies in it. So not good at all. So look after the young ones out there. What other news we got here? Aussie stars Grand Slam curse strikes again. That's in the world of tennis. 1,000 childcare centre close in what union says could be biggest strike in the sector's history. So that's fighting for pay rise and supporting the industry. Banks ponder higher margins or bigger market share. Boys and girls at other schools involved in Knox grammar scandal. Pine Gap, a target as Ukraine invasion raises nuclear war risk, Australian defence expert warns. Body of kidnapped billionaire Harris found. John Farnham's son posts emotional message after seeing his cancer surgery. You got this. A banknote disgrace that led to a world-leading money decision. It was important that we saw the Queen appointing the new Prime Minister. So there it is. There the news. Tell us what's happening with your mob, with your organisation, with your family. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416.
We get on your mob. It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Well, I've been thinking about my younger days, when we went camping down the track. I drove my Toyota through sand and muddy bog, deep in the territory out back, where the wild geese fly and crocodiles lie with the muddy barramundi when the billabongs dry. Buffalo wallow, trees grow hollow, white cockatoos fly by. This land, this wonderful land of mud and dust and sand, I can hear those plovers low. Hopes are circling high, when brokers dance on the floodplain lands, and we were camped with dingoes tramping, that's no lie. I miss that camp by the old banyan tree, wild goose for lunch and wild goose for tea. I hear them call from the floodplain around, sounds just like heaven to me. Where the wild geese fly and crocodiles lie with the mighty barramundi when the billabongs dry. Buffalo wallow, trees grow hollow, white cockatoos fly by. This land, this wonderful land of mud and dust and sand, I can hear those plovers call. Hopes are circling high, when brokers dance on the floodplain lands, and we were camped with the dingoes tramping, that's no lie. Mosquitoes are bad in that scenic outback place,
and March flies. Deadly little track there, This Land. That's by Mark A. Hunter here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Got Tony on the line. Tony Gibbs, good morning, brother.
Morning, Trevor. I'm good. Morning, everybody.
Yes. What's happening, brother?
Like you said, you read out that big road crash, five kids killed down there in Sydney at Picton. I know, where I grew up there. And we've also had a really bad crash here at Edmonton between Gordon Vale and Cairns now. And there's one.
That was a stolen car?
Stolen car, mate. And I just, something I want to say, I keep hearing a little jingle on the radio, and it's a little tune they play, and it goes, "Drive it like you stole it." You know the jingle I'm talking about?
Yes.
I don't know if that's a good idea, that jingle.
Yeah, true, gotcha. Yeah, thank you, exactly. I think that was a expression of Australia taking over when the White Sails came to this country. Drive it like you stole it, yeah, but probably not in this time in regarding the crime that's going through this country and regarding youth crime, ridiculous. But good point.
Mate, you know, up here in Northern Cairns, there is an epidemic. They reckon there'll be 1,000 stolen by Christmas time. It's worse every year and...
Well, 15 in one weekend, that was last weekend, cars were stolen. And the one that happened yesterday was stolen from Coranda, 14-year-old driving it, a 13 and 16-year-old in the back of the car, and he crashed the car at Edmonton. He took off the 14-year-old and left the two in there who were taken to hospital because they got minor injuries.
Yeah, and I think there's a 13-year-old girl involved, allegedly, and there's been and the police were assaulted, and it's a really wild bunch, mate. There's a lot of this. It's really, really sad to see it all, what's happening, and times are hard for people. And
well, the youth is black and white kids, but 90% of them are First Nation Indigenous kids, so... we need to get a hold on this. It paints a bad picture, and the so-called respect for elders has gone out the window. So a lot of work needs to be done there, brother.
We've got a really bad incident, a really bad scene down at the Green Patch in Gordon Vale too. I've walked down there and again, and you can't even have a yarn. It's just a motorcycle circus up and down in front of the camera. They do what they call monos on the scramblers, eh?
Yeah. Kids will be kids.
Well, you know, they're kids and they're older too, and
they've got the kids' mentality.
Yeah, they're doing, you know, it's just so ridiculous what's going on down there. And it's right under the camera. There is no policing. I heard Selwyn say someone, we've got more in Aboriginal people, got more in common with Indian, Red Indian people, American Indian people.
Yes.
In this country. And if you go to the Green Patch, well, it's like a wagon train there. You know the old wagon train in the old movies?
Yes.
And there's like 50 or 60 vehicles in there. And I'm concerned about the trees there too, the Green Patch big fig trees we have up here in the north. And regularly we hear they're pruning them because they fall on people. The council should never have made that Green Patch into a camping area there. They put it in the low area where it floods. It's now the brown patch, basically, a bit of rain and it's mud and stuff all over the place.
Yes.
And they're under those trees and it's going to happen sooner or later and the council have made this. And I'm worried that they're going to prune it. The whole area has been destroyed. It's a cultural, supposed to be a peaceful place and it's unregulated. It's an out-of-control law place on the end of the town and people riding through the cane fields and assembling and showing up with the crowd in the camping and the Murrays that go down there, and you can't go down the river.
Yeah.
And I see Curtis Pitt has got graffiti on his office in town about enough is enough, and it's just things are out of control, and that's
exactly.
A big crazy way. I'm sorry, all them families and them. Anyway, that's just, and that's my bit on that.
Yeah.
And the Solomon, I come on last week, I think I said that the Americans got refused entry to the Solomon Sea.
Yep.
A Coast Guard boat and they wanted to refuel and they got sent on.
Yeah.
And I joked to a friend the next day and said, oh, they'll be here next. Well, where did they turn up?
Here.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And I said that a long time ago. It won't be long before the nuclear subs are going past Yarrabah on the way up the end. And it's happening. And they said they'll be back. And that's American Coast Guard.
Yeah.
And Albanese is still criticising Chinese. They will just not leave them alone. It's not this country's business. They're not sticking up for anybody. It's just not this country's business.
But the neighbours are close in our waters, you know, and you don't know what China's going to do. So it's pretty scary times as well.
Well, you know, they're a growing civilization, like the Romans did. Civilizations come and go, and they're on the way up, and this country seems to be on the way down, the way things are going.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to make war. War, bloody war.
War's scary. This day and age, it's like a press of a button, and it could be game over, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know, the Solomons, it's their business.
Exactly, their country, yep.
It's their country.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be conned by Australia to go along with the Americans there. There's no treaty in this country.
Exactly.
Why would the Solomons people respect the Australian voice?
Exactly. If they're not respecting their own Indigenous brothers here in this country.
That's right.
Exactly. You got a point there.
Exactly. That is the point.
That is the point.
Respect it can exert on other people, and it can't even look after its own people and give them land and things. Anyway, I'm just having my rattle on and leave it to someone else, mate.
My brother, thank you very much for your input. As always, you take care, Tony.
You too, Trev. Bye.
Bye-bye, mate. Tony Gibbs, having his say here on your daily program, National Talkback. Add to the conversation you want, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. It's a one-hour program, love delivering it, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, your Dingy Country, BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Your host, the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I've been running with the program for about 11-odd years now. Love delivering it and the voice for our people. And have your say and yarn up strong. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Tammy Spiller, clinical nutritionist at the Banyans Medical Centre. Data reveals a significant increase in women's health issues ahead of Women's Health Week. And on the line, we've got Tammy. Tammy, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Tammy?
I'm based in Brisbane.
In Brisbane. Well, they say you are what you eat. Is that true to the statement?
I think it really is. I mean, what we eat really influences what our body can make. It just has to have enough raw ingredients before it can, build our cells, build things that keep us healthy and happy, like neurotransmitters and hormones and things like that.
So the data reveals a significant increase in women's health issues ahead of Women's Health Week. Are women need to do a lot more in regarding looking after themselves?
I think it's not just that women aren't looking after themselves. I think that really what's happened is that the impact on women, like financial changes, social and mental changes associated with last year's lockdown and just general society pressures have been increasing over time, and that's why we're seeing that increase in inquiry related to anxiety and depression and alcohol addiction.
Yeah, okay, so like four walls closing in, we look for an outage, and like I said, alcohol is not a good way to go, but it pushes people that way. Depression, anxiety, I know what you're talking about regarding the future. What does the future hold? Feeding the family, paying the rent, if not the mortgage. All four walls close in, and it can affect a human being, can't it?
Absolutely. I think the reason we're seeing this increase in women who are inquiring both from themselves and their partners is because they're feeling this pressure, but also they're responsible for their families, and there's less stigmatisation around, like, women's health, and so they reach out for themselves, but they can see it in others in their family, partners, relatives, and so they usually inquire on behalf of them as well.
And look, we're coming up to are you okay, you know, and probably that's a question that we need to ask, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but with everybody involved. I mean, husbands, boyfriends, asking their partner, are you okay, you know, that conversation, it's a team effort, isn't it?
It really is a team effort, but I think that it's really key for both individuals and women in this situation to think about what kind of coping behaviours am I seeing in myself that aren't really productive? Am I not feeding myself well? Am I overeating? Am I relying too much on alcohol or drugs? If we can identify those patterns,
sure.
and kind of pull back a little bit,
exactly,
and realise that they're happening, and for ourselves or others, and get help when we need it. That's important.
Well, if you admit to the problem, then you can fix it, but it's got to be acknowledging it. But also, like I said, family members as well, looking at it and having that conversation, you know. And if you are on track, then that's fantastic too. You don't have to be sick to get better. But the other phrase I'm thinking of is best exercise of your heart is bending down, lifting somebody up. So if you are in a good space and lifting that up, other family members, especially female counterparts, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're all in this together, are we not?
Absolutely. And I think really not just like speaking out help and trying to find what's wrong, but also like thinking about not waiting till it becomes depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
Just seeing the changes early. Like, am I not sleeping well? Am I feeling a bit irritable? Do I feel like I can't cope at the moment?
Mm.
Have I let things slide a little bit in terms of self-care and eating?
Self-care.
Like, it doesn't need to kind of get to the stage where we're seeing severe mental health and depression or anxiety issues. I think we can just kind of help people recognise it and nip it in the bud.
Exactly. And I suppose, like, we as, well, human beings, we all got a passion. The question is, are you utilising that passion? Are you doing, how long are you acting on that? If it is fishing, if it is walking, is it hiking? Go back to that if that's the case, you know, and say to the family, this Saturday I'm doing my passion, you know, sort of thing, you know, and have time out for yourself if that's the case.
Absolutely. I think taking time for yourself is key, and identifying what's important to you. I think you've kind of hit the nail on the head, and not giving up on those things. It's easy to let one thing snowball into another, and before long, you know, you realise that things have become a problem. So it's good if people can identify what works for them, whether it is hiking or getting outside or getting in your garden.
So you're a clinical nutritionist at the Banyans Health Healthcare Group. How long have you been in that role, Tammy?
I've been in this role close to a year now.
Yes, enjoying that journey?
I think it's a wonderful place to work because we have a very holistic, multi-factored strategy in place for the people that we help. We offer support from nutrition and dietetics and psychologists and exercise physiologists because, to be honest, lots of these chronic health problems are very multifactored. They don't come from one place. They come from our work pressures, our home pressures, financial pressures, and other health issues or PTSD. So it's good to recognise that and then treat it with a very holistic approach.
Sure. Well, we've got all aspects of our life, haven't we? But not only in the dietary part of life, but also in the physical, the mental, spiritual, all the above. And we need to work in all areas, don't we?
We absolutely do. But one of the biggest things I find with people is just trying to get their sleep right.
Okay.
Sleep can really help everything.
That's a good medicine, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, very fantastic. Tammy, thank you for the yarn. All the best to you. You take care and we'll yarn soon.
Excellent. Thanks, Trevor.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Tammy Spiller, her name is, clinical nutritionist at the Banyans Medical Centre. And data reveals a significant increase in women's health issues ahead of Women's Health Week. So love and respect our beautiful women out there. Big shout out. And we as male counterparts, we can do our best. Love and respect our women out there in taking the load off their weight in regard to cleaning up or, you know, giving them some time out or, you know, we have a budget and we pay our bills and what have you. Sometimes in the budget, put some money aside and spoil the beautiful lady. That's what it's all about. And ladies, spoil yourself. Have your time to yourself. Have a little yarn with that woman in the mirror. Have you saying yarn up strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yana Upstrong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program and live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumber Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much. To Deli Mob. Stand and deliver. That's what you do. All right, let's talk NRL semi-finals now underway, happening this weekend, Friday night. Panthers up against the Roosters. Panthers up against the Eels. The winner has a week off and the loser has a second chance. The game on Saturday is Storms up against the Raiders. That's a do-or-die game. Loses out. Winner has survives another weekend. Sharks and Cowboys, that's a do-or-die as well. No, that's not, actually. Sharks and Cowboys, they have a second chance to lose. A winner has another chance as well. Roosters and Rabbitohs, the final game on Sunday. That's a do or die. And they lose out and the winner continues on. So that's where it sits. And regarding NRL, so hope your team's still in the finals. If not, then commiseration. That's like Broncos fan. My father's a Bronco fan. Sorry, Dad. Broncos are back to the drawing board. But in regard to the competition happening this weekend, coming to the business end of the season, have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416.
Like no one can see me. Writing's on the wall for all to see. Stars are up there, shining down on me. Is this the way meant to be? Dare I question the universe and its place for me? I go through
I Feel Small, beautiful track there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Let's talk AFL. The Demons, Melbourne Demons up against Brisbane Lions. That's happening Friday night, and on Saturday, Collingwood up against Fremantle. So that's how it sits in regard to the finals at AFL. May the best team win. Yarn Up Strong. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, calling back again. How are you?
Yeah, I'm being a little bit cheeky here, mate. We need more callers, different people sometime, mate.
Run with it, brother.
Yeah, well, you know, like, we all just, like Phil and me, we're just people, and I just don't...
Utilising the vehicle we have, which is yarning on radio, brother. More power to you. Yeah, thank you for calling.
Yeah, it's. I would like to add on a little bit more because the British government's had a change of prime minister there.
Yes.
They got Elizabeth the Queen and Elizabeth and the new prime minister in England, a woman, was previously anti-monarchy and said they should be abolished.
And there she is, sitting in the hot seat, holding the reins.
And the thing is, all the stuff in this country about treaty or sorry and stuff, it's not really making any difference on the ground or in the long run. The only thing that the Queen should and could do in her lifetime is acknowledge the situation in this country.
Mm. Do you see that happening, Tony?
Well, talking about it, nothing happens unless you make it happen or talk about it. This is the idea of the radio. Like, that was the point before with the Solomons. Mm. You know, I mean, it's a racist place. The Aboriginal people here in North Queensland were basically genocide, massacred to grow sugarcane. And then when the Aboriginal people were none left to work for the farmers, they brought in Solomon Islanders as slaves, you know. Mm. This is the history of this country. And they just want to sort of, you know, it's a new day and go. But they think history doesn't stick in people that we live with. You know, I'm watching, and I heard this other thing about the royals. They got that Harry and Meghan, well, they're in Germany at the moment. And they got to England and they said, oh, they won't be performing any royal duties. Well, they took their titles away from them. What did they expect?
Exactly. Exactly, title taken away, so they don't even talk about, they don't have to do anything in the royal department, so to speak, because it was taken away from them. So, duh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is how the propaganda goes, oh, they're not doing royal duty. Well, they took their title away. That's an insult to make them do that. And it's racism. You know, they're a multicolored.
Yeah, but I strongly believe because he married a black woman too. That doesn't help.
Well, that's what I said, you know, I'm trying to do it lightly. And me and my missus, and we're a black and white couple, and it isolated us from society on both sides. That's why we were caretakers in the bush. Mm. You know, and the family had come up and we're dealing with proper traditional owners, family and kids in the thing. And away from all the, you know, like you say, you go into a shop and, you know, they think, I get the same if you're with a black woman or the other way, you know, she's a white man. And all this stuff, Harry and Meghan, I feel happy for them that they get a life and they had to get it, but it just proves my point, the racism. And,
but they get no security as well.
No security.
Yeah, exactly. That was taken away from them.
He's got a motor car going, I think. I mean, I've had no car for 3 months. I'm walking down the river there, and there's some people in really bad condition suffering down here, you know. Mm. Murray's on the loose, walkabout from all over the place to try and help them. You know, I was down there swagging the other day, and I had I walked in like a swag man with a pole. They called me Moses because I'm carrying everything I need to eat for the day. And a guy came up and said, oh, do you want a tent? And I said, no, but this lady here might want one. There was a woman, Murray woman, long way from home, had nothing. Mm. So the guy, we set up the tent, and we set her up in the green patch with a tent. Beautiful. Street tent, you know, it happened.
Helping your fellow man, eh? Woman in this case.
Eh?
Helping your fellow man, a woman in this case.
Yeah, man, helping Murray, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And then the other people will help too, and we put this tent up, and then I walked home, you know. But it's just that people are down there, and the green patch is out of control. There's some terrible things happening. People, damaged people getting around. Some woman got caught on fire, and I know a lot of the details.
Plenty of green patches in this country. Don't worry about that, Tony.
Yeah, but this is the one here, and it's local radio, and we've been blocked from going down the river. And they've got this really thing happening there on camera, and there's no... We don't know the police. They shouldn't have made that thing. They destroyed the whole thing. It's like a wagon train come onto India.
By the sounds, it looks like they're not going to go back on it, eh? They're going to run with it.
Anyway, I'm still here.
Yes, you are still here.
The Queen has to say something in her lifetime. That's their last chance. She hasn't got along, that old girl. And
yeah. It'll go to her grave.
Yeah, well, she'll go down in history as the most racist queen ever. Mm. Because they took
not the longest in the seat in the throne, but the racist. That's your statement.
Racist. pure racist. This is it. They took the title away from their own family because he married a black woman. Yeah. Black and white, we say. And what are they going to do for Australia?
Yeah, point taken. Point taken, point brother. Keep moving. Thank you for your call, Tony.
Thank you, Mr. Timms.
Thank you, brother. Beautiful yarn. Thank you very much, Tony. Call back twice and add into the conversation. You can do the same, 1-800-422-416.